Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Thank you for tuning in. I'm Pastor Fred Gillenwater here at Russell Road Church. We're glad you've tuned in and chosen us for your spiritual nourishment. So we thank you all for being here today. We've been looking at living out of the kingdom of God and how important that is to live our everyday lives out of His kingdom. That's what you're here for. You're here to demonstrate heaven on earth. Amen. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Where? On earth as it is in heaven, right? That's kind of the whole idea. And we want to show people His will, right? That's what we're after. Let's see. Yesterday we had blended and blessed. This is focused on families and marriage. And you know how we got families that are coming together who've been divorced and just from all kinds of backgrounds. But here's the thing. Even if you're not from a divorced family, you're still a blended family because you got two different families coming together, right? You're blended. Jesus had a stepfather. Here's my point is that all that's important, and it was great. It was really good. But I kept hearing, it's the love of God is where our solution is. When we tap into that and we live out of that, we bring heaven to earth. I don't care if you got criminals. I don't care what you got, drug addicts coming up in there and out of there. When you got the love of God, you can make it.
Amen.
You can make it, and you're going to be secure and you're going to be stable. In 1 John 2:5, he says, "But whoever keeps my word, truly the love of God is being perfected in him."
Come on.
That means matured in him. When the love of God is matured in you, I'm talking about the agape love, now you got some power.
Right.
That's where the power is, in, and it comes from the gospel, the good news about that. Are you with me?
Amen.
All right, so yeah. So we're going to talk about this kingdom today. I'm excited. Did you come to get something today?
Yes.
If you did, you're going to get something out of this. It's going to help you. If you really are looking for some word, something to sink your teeth into, right? We got to get off the milk, right? Because milk's for babes.
We need the meat.
Did you hear what he just said? We need the meat. We don't want all sizzle and no steak.
Come on. There's sear on that boy.
You need to have some sizzle on there. You got some sizzle, you got some meat on there, right? I like when that meat's on the grill, and I can't wait to get into that thing. That's the way it is. Let's go to our vision, and look, and let's see, Christina, we'll be looking at our Hebrews 5, I believe it's 13, to start with our scripture, okay? To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Now hold still right there, Christina. Yesterday in that conference, we heard this scripture over and over and over. Because see, it's an endeavoring. You have to continue to grow.
Yes.
It's an endeavor to get to keep the bond of peace. See, peace is bound to the Holy Spirit. And when your endeavor is to keep that, you can keep it. And you'll have unity. All I heard was unity yesterday. Where there's unity, God commands the blessing. When you have unity, God puts his blessing on it. You see that? But when you're in strife and disagreement and arguing and all the time, there's no unity. See, that's no demonstration of Christ. See, your marriage and your family, we're here to show the world Christ. You see that? And it takes you and I doing our part in the training center. The training center is the church. This is where we get training. We've been talking about training for the fight, because we're all in the fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Yeah. We've been talking about that on Wednesday night. We're in the combat zone. When you're in the combat zone, you got peace. You got joy. When you're in the fight, you got peace and joy. Isn't that amazing? That's contrary to the world. But you see, people in the world want comfort. I don't want to. The comfort zone is what we're not looking for. Comfort zone's empty. The combat zone's where it's all at. Are you listening to me? Come on, are you catching that? Because you're fighting the good fight of faith. For your children, for yourself, for the things that matter the most to you. Oh, you guys just need to get me out of here right now. Because I'm about to drop something.
Come on.
You're going to help. You're going to get help today.
We need it.
All right. Where's our verse at, Christina? For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Hold still right there. Hold still. Remember, righteousness is what we receive when we get saved. When God sees you, he sees righteousness. Now he's trying to get his righteousness, you in a state of righteousness. When you live out of a state of righteousness, you're bringing your relationships out of righteousness. You're bringing your finances out of righteousness. You're bringing your attitudes and your moods out of righteousness. And that always produces peace. And peace is power. Peace is protection. Peace will help you in decision making and all you do for the rest of your life. People are angry and upset all the time now. This economy has people angered. All kinds of things going on. People have an angry undercurrent. And folks, that's not, we weren't designed to live that way. We're designed to live by this kingdom. And we're going to understand this thing. And I'm telling you, I'm excited about it. Now listen, this is good stuff. Let's go. So it says, unskilled in the word of righteousness. So God is calling you and I to be skilled in his word. And we can be. But solid food, that's steak. We'll just call that steak for here. But solid food belongs to those who are of full age. That is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Now remember, our senses are our emotions and our feelings. And that's where trouble starts every time, is in your emotions and your feelings. God is trying to get you and I to get those emotions and our feelings under his auspices. And I'm going to help you today understand some things about yourself and who you are. And you're going to get this. This is going to help you, I promise. This fight or flight idea. We're in the fight of faith. And when you're in the fight of faith, you got something. I'm telling you, that's why he says in 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life to which you were called. You see that? God calls us all. Eternal life is the Zoe life. The life, the original life that God created you for. And that's what he wants you to fight for. Your true self. You see, too many people live out of this low self-worth and low value. They don't think they're any good because they don't understand righteousness. When you understand your righteousness, your value comes up, your self-worth comes up. Now you can treat other people in a healthy manner, in a healthy way. That's loving your neighbor as you love yourself. And that's what we're trying to help people see. And that works in your marriage. That works in every relationship. You need to understand your value, your self-worth. God sees you. He says his thoughts toward you are precious, and they outnumber the sand on the sea. Now just think about it. You've been to the beach? You seen all them little grains of sand? He's got precious thoughts for every grain about you personally. So we need to find out what he thinks, don't you think?
Yeah, come on.
All right. So, let's read this. Did we read it all? Did we? Okay, yeah. To discern both good and evil. So that's what we're learning. We're learning to grow and discern the good from the evil. And you can, and you will, when you understand. That's why we got to get understanding. I want you to go with me to Galatians chapter 1 and verse 3. Remember, we've been talking about how righteousness produces peace, right? He said, Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So righteousness always produces peace. So, and remember, what's righteousness mean? It means the state of him who is as he ought to be, the condition acceptable to God. And that's the idea. When you're, it says we've been given a free gift of righteousness to reign in life. In Romans 5, 17 through 19. To reign in life. To rule in life. When you understand your righteousness, say, I'm the righteousness of God.
I am the righteousness.
If you're born again, you are the righteousness of God. And you are in a position to walk in peace. Now, so go with me quickly to, all right, here we are. Grace to you and peace. Remember, Paul is coming to the Galatian church because they had gotten away from what he started. He started preaching the gospel there, and they were set free, and they began to live out the gospel. But now somebody else was trying to bring in something that was causing them to lose their freedom, and it was another gospel. But there is no other gospel. There's only one gospel, right? And that's the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Crucified on a cross, he was buried, and he rose again on the third day that we would have life. That's the gospel. So that there's no other gospel. It's not in Joseph Smith. It's not in Muhammad. It's not in any of those other. It's only in Jesus, right? It says in Romans chapter 1 that the gospel is for everyone. The gospel is for those too, Joseph Smith and the rest of that bunch. But it has to be the gospel. Only one. See that? Buddha. It's got to be, Buddha's got to have the gospel. If you don't have the gospel, he ain't in. You can sit there with your big belly and do all you want to do, right? You can have all the booty do hanging everywhere. Right? That kind of, that's a good picture of booty doing. I went to the gym. Went to the gym this week. I was working out, you know. I did me some deadlifts. I love doing deadlifts. Yeah, those are good for you. They're in the top five exercises to do. There's deadlifts, yeah. And I ran into a gentleman that attends this church. He's actually here right now. And I'm not going to say his name because I didn't ask him. But anyways, he's fit. I mean, he's fit. I mean, you can look at it. It's already telling you. You know, it's talking to you, man. This boy's doing something. So I said to him, I said, what are you doing for this here? You know, give me a pointer on what the, you know, how to work this. Now, don't be looking at that all the time. And I said, give me, because you know, if your core is strong, it makes you strong all over. And I'm not, I'm just saying, if you're strong, it helps you to be strong physically. Folks, we got to take care of our health, right? That ought to be one of your values. You need, that's something you need to value, is taking care of yourself. So anyways, I asked him, I said, what do you do, you know? And he showed me this incline, and I was familiar with it, but he showed me some other ways how to do it, moving and twisting, a way I wasn't aware of. And he got done, And then he showed me another, get up on this thing and how to lift your legs way up. And you know what he said after both times he showed me? He said, you know, he looked at me. He says, it's not easy. But the first time he said, it's not easy, but it gets results. Huh? That just resonated in me. Anything that gets results is never going to be easy. It's never going to be easy. Are you listening to me? It's not going to be easy. So let's get rid of this idea of looking for easy. Easy's not, shouldn't he, the path, what's he say? I heard, this is not the Bible, but the path of the least resistance makes men and rivers crooked, right? So we don't want easy. We're not looking for easy, are we? All right. Now, look what he says. Grace and peace from God. Peace is only from God. Now look. Peace from God, the Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ. Give me the next one. Who gave himself for our sins. That's the gospel. That he might deliver us from this present evil age according to the will of God and Father. So we're delivered when we're in the will of God. Are you hearing me? It's only in the will of God when you're delivered. Remember what the word delivered means? It means to rescue. It means to save. It means to set free. So I'm rescued, I'm saved, I'm set free in the will of God. You see, I'm not only being saved, I'm satisfied.
Right.
I'm satisfied. When you're satisfied, you can be satisfied and fulfilled in the will of God.
Amen.
It's outside of the will of God is where your frustration and your turmoil and your pestering and harassment all come from being outside of the will of God.
That's right.
Am I making sense?
Yeah.
Now listen. This is huge. Are you paying attention?
Amen.
Now, think about this. He might deliver us. That he might deliver us. You got to do your part. You see that? You got to receive that. When he... Now listen to me. You listening? Here's what... This is how it works. This is how deliverance works. He sends a cue, rescue. Re, back to, original, Q, R-E-S-C-U-E. The word C-U-E, are you paying attention? This is what it means. A hint or reminder. A psychological prompting. A perceived signal that requires action. There goes Carlos. No. That's what happens. You'll be doing something, and he's sending you a cue.
Amen.
To help you in your dilemma, in your problem. But if you're not in touch with that kingdom, you're not in touch with him, you'll miss it. He's sending you a cue to set you free, to rescue you from that. And you and I have to make the decision if we choose the superior over the inferior. The inferior is you wanting to do your way and the way you've always done it. The superior is God's way.
Amen.
You see that? God wants you to choose his way. And when you choose his way, now you're being delivered. That's what he says. Colossians 1:12, delivered you from the powers of darkness and translated you into the kingdom of the Son of his love. See, it's in the love.
Amen.
Is where the deliverance comes from.
Thank you, Jesus.
The power. Remember, we talked about this verse last week, a couple weeks ago, from this present evil age. He doesn't take you out of this present evil age. He delivers you from the powers of this present evil age. You can be in all kinds of problems around you, but you can have peace right in the middle of it.
Right.
That's right.
Right in the middle of it. That is significant, folks. When you have this peace, you got something. I'm just trying to help you see something. Now, Jesus said this in John 14, 27, 26. You want to give me that one, Christina? Give it to me and I'll show it to you because I was about to spit it out, but I want you to see this. But the helper, who's the helper? Holy Spirit. We're trying to live out of this kingdom. Remember, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Right? In the Holy Spirit. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, what? He will teach you all things. How many things? All things. I think we need to listen to the Holy Spirit. How about you?
Amen.
Now look, He will teach you all things. And bring to what?
Your remembrance.
What's that cue? What's remember? It's a hint or a reminder. See, He sends you a cue.
Amen.
A reminder of what He said.
Amen.
He's trying to show you He's already told you how to deal with this problem, but you're not paying attention. Send you a little cue. It's just a little nudge. If you're all consumed with all the problems and worry and anxiety and you're having a few brewskis, you're not going to be in touch with that. That's why, you know, I saw that, you know, they legalized hooch, marijuana, Mary Jane. It ain't no good for you. People go to that because they don't understand what I'm talking about. When you go to that, it will hold you back from ever becoming who God put you on this earth to be.
Right.
It will keep you from it.
That's right.
Now listen. Look what He says. And bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. This is Jesus talking. I leave with you. He says it's my peace I give to you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Now you see, He says it's my peace. It only comes from Him. You know why? Because He is peace. Jesus is peace. Are you catching this? It only comes from Him. Now look what He says. It's not as the world. Here's what the world says about peace. The world says peace is the absence of war. Peace is the absence of noise and conflict. Peace is the absence of confusion. God says, He's peace. Jesus is peace. So the world says peace is the absence of something. God says peace is the presence of something.
Amen.
Of you being in His presence.
Amen.
And you're in touch with it. You have peace. You see that? And He says, look what He says. Let not your heart be troubled.
Right.
Let not your heart be troubled. That word troubled is the word enoculo. Enoculo, Greek word. It means to be harassed. It means to be pestered constantly. It means to be angered. How many people walk around harassed and angered and pestered about nothing because they're not in touch with the Holy Spirit? Am I making sense? So now look, do you see this? Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have nothing to be afraid.
Amen.
Then in the first of that part of John 14, He says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Believe in God and believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to where myself, that where I am, you may be also. He's letting us know. He's in touch. He's preparing. We got to be doing our part here on earth. Am I making sense? So that's what I'm trying to show you. And when we're in touch with that, folks, listen, you're bringing heaven to earth, and you have peace. Now, it says in 1 Corinthians 14:33 that God is not the author of confusion, he's the author of peace. So only he has peace. Give me Hebrews real quick. But now I want you to think about what I just said about righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. It's in us. The kingdom of God is within you, right? Remember, we've been talking about that. And it's God in you. Remember, in Philippians 2, it says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And it says, it's the God in you to do his will for his good pleasure. So when I listen to him and do his good will for his good pleasure, see that? I'm in the will of God. So now, and it's bringing salvation to me. So now listen. Here's how this works. How many of you heard of the amygdala? But the amygdala is a part of your brain that God has equipped us with. And it lets us know, it actually triggers our emotions and our feelings. When we have a trauma in our life, you know, something that bad, major could have happened in your life, the amygdala will kick in and tell you to fight or flight, to begin to fight or get out of there. Run. You paying attention? So here's what happens. This amygdala, everybody has it. And your amygdala can hijack you when you're not even conscious of it. And you'll run. You'll run from a situation, and you're not even aware. You just get out of there. Because that amygdala will cause you to do things that you're not even conscious of. You listening to me? Our prisons are full of people who don't understand what I'm talking about right now. Because when it'll cause you to do wrong things, but it can cause you to do good things. You listening to me? Now listen. So this amygdala, it releases under stress hormones. It releases cortisol and adrenaline. Cortisol and adrenaline. And it will release that, and you will get out of that situation. Here's why I'm telling you this. Because your amygdala is working in your life, whether you like it to or not. And this is why we're trying to grow and understand. See, this is not for babies. This is for the sizzling steak. You want something that's going to work in your life.
Right.
When you choose the superior over the inferior, it aids in healing you from that trauma experience. He sent his word to heal us. Psalms 120, 1 John 2:5. But whoever keeps my word, truly the love of God is being perfected in him. He sent his word to heal us. And so what happens is when you choose the superior over the inferior, it sets you free to do his will. And now you're walking in freedom. You're doing his will. Am I making sense? Because see, that amygdala can actually hijack you and cause you to do something that you don't even understand.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.